Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. She responds to Loi Nishvas. I'm Yaakashom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bo Abaso Daf Nuntes. The Gemara in Udalef brings a Shiloh that came in front of Rabbi Shayo, and then it was asked to Rabbi Chama, his father, and then it was asked to Rabbi Biso, his grandfather. So Rabbi Bar Chama, the brother of Rabbi Shayo, said, "Hachuta Meshulush Lebe Meheiro Yinosik." Who is that? Rabbi Shayo, Nosh Rabbi Chama, Nosh Rabbi Biso. You see here three generations of Tamei Chachamim, of people that learn Torah and Paskening, and on that the Pasuk says, "Hachuta Meshulush Lebe Meheiro Yinosik." This Gemara connects to the Gemara Bo Metzio Daf Pehem Ud Beis. That there the Gemara dashens on the Pasuk when he says Biso or Hashem, that the Torah loy tomush picho pizarocho pizerazaracho, that if the Torah is there for three generations, so Torah mechazeres alachsanisho, Torah goes back to where it belongs. And we went then in the Shir, in the Shomach Shava Shir on Bometzia Dapehei, to go and bring the Nekuda that many of the Mefarshim bring, that it's not guaranteed, it's just an option. And another Mefarsh that speaks about it here in this sugyo, connects it to this sugyo, is the Mogen Ovis, the Tashbetz wrote on Meseches Ovis, and there he goes on and says on the Mishnah, Hapken Atzmecho Lilmoy Toiro. That yes, even though the Toiro is easier for somebody whose parents are Loim De Toiro, but it's still not guaranteed until he himself doesn't work on it. And he brings what's brought down in the Medrash Koheles. The pasuk doesn't say Hachut HaMeshulosh Loi Nosik. It doesn't say it will never disconnect. It says Loi B'Meheiroi Nosik. It won't connect fast. In other words, if he does do the Avodah, he will be able to connect it easily. But there's no guarantees that someone who is father and grandfather who learned the Torah, he will have the Torah if he doesn't work on it. It brings what we know about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his son to be Mashiach Darkoi, and he did not get it. Because the one demanding after Moshe Rabbeinu was Yeshua, not necessarily will go from a father to son. And we mentioned that there in the Shir, the Sefer Hasidim, that goes on to say that even though it's supposed to go from father to son to grandson, still, there's a lot of things that can take it away. He says one of the main things that can stop the chain of Torah is if they married someone Shein no Roy. They married someone they're not supposed to marry. So the Ben Yoyado, in Meseches Ksuvos Daf Samech Beis, the Gemara there brings a similar sentence to what it says over here. The Archud Meshuloi Ve'eri Nosek explains based on this, why does the Gemara here, the Gemara in Ksuvos, doesn't say the Pasuk that's mentioned by Metzia? The Pasuk should be, that Mepicho Pizaracho Pizarazacho Me'ato Ve'adoylam. The Gemara dashes over there, you see the Torah states. Why does he bring Achut HaMeshul Shlomim Heyri Nosek? So he says, that's exactly the point. It's not a guarantee, it's something that could happen. So when he says Achut HaMeshul Shlomim Heyri Nosek, it's really a tefillah. It's a vakasha. Please, look how beautiful the Torah is. You have your grandfather and a father and a son all learning Torah. Please let it continue. Shlomim Heyri Nosek. Don't let it disconnect very quickly. I'll just conclude with what the Rav Chaim V'Loshner brings in Ruach Chaim. And Novos Perek Beis, on the same Mishnah that we mentioned before, that he brings, he says the mashal. He says the mashal is that a person is going around a town and looking for a someone to host him. He's going to go around the doors and ask them, please host me. But the owner of the house needs to want to host him. He needs to open the door and say, please come in. He says the Torah goes to people that have the Torah in their family. But the person needs to open the door and let him come in. And he brings the Shiloh, name of his brother, Rav Zalman, that asked if we have a rule that after three generations, the Torah stays in the family. Am Yisrael all has three generations of Torah, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So why doesn't the Torah stay by everybody? He says, this is the point, this is the answer, because you need to want it to be there. In other words, it has to be, the Adam has to be Matkin Atzul in the Torah. But if he has the family heritage, it will make it easy for him to connect to Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.